Mama's Radio Chat. God bless you, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. I'm trying to get my son to school. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, today is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, and you know what today is? One of my favorite days. This is my favorite day. It is August the 25th. And we are right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat at 11:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys, what a good show we got for you today. I'm super excited about it because you know what? This is the first and only Black coding and computer scientist and game designer that I've ever met. Darlene Fleming is joining us. I saw her on Instagram, and I was like, I got to have her on the show. I'm going to tie ministerial moment into going right into our interview, but I'm so excited to have her because I think it will be an inspiration. I'm excited about it because I know that it will be a blessing to someone who has some creative idea or something that seems out of the norm that they want to do, and this is going to inspire you for sure. Then, of course, we got DJ Dave Spivey with Gospel House Mix. Hey, hey, I'm so excited about that. You know, I love me some Dave Spivey. All right, you guys, so let's get into the weather. Then we're going to go into our sponsorship break. All right, and today, also, if you have Alexa, go ahead and say, hey, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat. Or if you have Google, say, hey, Google. It's hey Google, play Gina's Radio Chat, and it's Alexa, hey, play BBS Radio Station number 1, and it'll bring you right into the show. Or you can download the app with us, BBS Radio, go into your app store, take us with you with your USB cord in the car. You can take us and listen to us on your phone, anywhere you go, walking, jogging, whatever. Join us every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And plus, they got other great shows, too, you might want to check into. All right, so let's go into the weather. Washington, 88 degrees. The high is going to be 93 today, partly sunny. Detroit, partly cloudy, 81 degrees. 88 degrees is your high. Jacksonville, Florida, 82 degrees. 88 degrees is going to be your high today. You got some thunderstorms possibly coming tomorrow, so be on the watch for that. London, you are 73 degrees, partly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 55 degrees. Your high is going to be 66 tomorrow, partly sunny. 64 and sunny in Los Angeles. 84 is going to be your high today. Atlanta, Georgia, 88 degrees. 90 is going to be your high. 40% chance of rain is going to be what you're allotted today. Miami, you're 82 degrees. 88 is going to be your high. Thunderstorms coming today, so be on the watch for that. Kenya, you are 82 degrees today. 70, you got thunderstorms coming all until 9 p.m. your time this evening. 72 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. 72 is what you're waking up to. 88 is going to be your high tomorrow. 30% chance of rain, so be prepared for that. 52, mostly clear right now in Hawaii. You're going to be 70 degrees high today. You got some showers coming this afternoon around 3 p.m. Australia, you are 41 degrees right now. That's your high. 30 is what you're waking up to. 63 is going to be your high. Sunny tomorrow all day long. Woo-hoo! Portugal, 70 degrees. That's your high. You got showers coming later on this evening. 55 is what you're waking up to. 64 is going to be your high. 50% chance of rain tomorrow. Be ready for that. If I didn't say your continent, your country, or your nation, or city, or state, guess what? It doesn't matter. God is still in control. Why? Because he is. He has the final say. He's got it going on. Don't you know? He's got you. All right? So I just want you to be prepared for that. All right. Many blessings, you guys. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. I'm sorry, our sponsorship break, and we'll be right back after this message. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right, we are here right now in Ministerial Moment. All right, so this is what I have to say about Ministerial Moment today. I'm so excited because this is the sixth year that I've been with BBS Radio, and it's been so amazing. I'm so excited about what God has done in my life. It started, a lot of people don't know, I've been posting on Instagram, those that follow me, I've been posting on Instagram so many memories throughout the 6 years that we have been on air, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with BBS Radio. And I just want to give a shout out to Doug and Don. They are the creators of BBS Radio, and it has been an amazing journey. I don't really remember how long they were in with BBS Radio before I came along, but when I came along, I just appreciate everything that they have done, not only for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, but also for their company, for their brand. It has been amazing. Since I've been with them for 6 years, they have now reached over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. They continue to sacrifice. They continue to invest in their company to make them the most, they are the strongest internet radio stations that's around. They have expanded. They have increased in their viewing and their listening audience all over the world. I mean, I have a whole list of over 300 and something countries that listen to BBS Radio. They have gone from internet radio to television. So they're expanding internet television. So they have expanded so much. And so I'm so thankful. So what I wanted to say is that they have expanded so much in this internet industry concerning entertainment and live streaming that it has been amazing, from having an app to, you know, all of that. And so it's just been an amazing journey, an amazing ride for me to be a part of this for 6 years. But I wanted to say, and I'm on Instagram as well, listeners that are listening right now, we are now over 1 million listeners worldwide through streaming live, through archives. Our shows are continuously in rotation, so we get, you know, people listening all the time. And so that's what makes our numbers so high. But also because of the time that Doug and Don have taken with this brand, with this company, to expand the listening audience. They have invested. They have put in the work. And so this is why Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is where we are today. God teamed me up with them. And I was in prayer one day, and God told me to start a radio show and told me what to call it. I didn't have a dime. As a matter of fact, I was sleeping on the floor on a mattress. People don't know that. I was from a divorce. I had been walking by faith from the divorce from my son's father. I had moved from one state to another state. You know, a lot of sacrifices, a lot. And so, yes, I was sleeping on a mattress on the floor, me and my son. We didn't have no furniture. The furniture we had, we didn't have it anymore. And it was literally like a start over. At this time, I was really struggling financially. I didn't have any money. I didn't know how I was going to make it from day to day. And every day God provided. I still drove my car. Still had, me and my son still had phones. We still had a roof over our head. We still was able to eat. However, it was very much of a struggle. And so when I started this radio show, it was nothing but faith. And I say all that to say that at the end of the day, I was able to make it. We kind of was trying to figure out what days would be good, what hours would be good. We started off, I think, with 30 minutes, and it went to an hour. Then it was, we went to one day a week. I think it was one day a month. And then we kept, you know, growing and expanding from there. And then someone watched me, my manager, actually, my manager at that time had saw everything that God had me do and took the time to invest. And that's when we started getting the celebrities and things like that. And so for 6 years, five and a half, because I'll never forget, it was January 2016. We started January 2015. I mean, August 2015, and then we started with the celebrities in January 2016, and we've always had a great rapport with the entertainment industry, and people don't really realize that it was consistency even in uncertainty. It was consistency even in uncertainty. I knew that God wanted me to do this. I didn't know how we were going to do this. I didn't know how long we were going to do this. And God just sent everything we needed, from the graphics to the theme song from the radio station to the graphics to the logo to the name to the financing to get it done to the sponsorships to, I mean, everything. God did it. And but people don't realize that I put up all of the years of photos and videos and things, because it went from interviews to then hosting to then so many other things. And I can't take any credit from that. During this time, I was struggling. But every day, God provided for me and my son. And I linked up with people that I thought was from God, that wasn't from God. But how many know that even through your mistakes, God's word will not return to him void? He told me to do it, and I learned a whole lot in the last 6 years. I learned about the industry. I learned about, you know, family. I learned about, you know, relationships. I learned a lot. And one thing I can say is that I made it because of God. He sent people that genuinely really, really, really saw the vision. I mean, I thank God for Charisma. That was another thing, because of the radio show and an interview with the executive publisher. I mean, now I got a show on their network, you know, podcast, The Keys Against the Enemy, you know, and I write articles in their magazine. I mean, all of that was from Dr. Gina's radio chat. And me, I was sleeping on the floor. You know what I mean? I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent. I didn't know how I was going to feed my son. But I did what God told me in the midst of uncertainty. And I was consistent. And people watched. And people saw. And they wanted to invest. And they wanted to put their connections into it. Even if they didn't put money into it, they put their connections. They put their, you know, their position online for Dr. Gina's radio chat and for Dr. Gina, for me. And so I'm very thankful, and I give God all the glory. But even in the midst of me learning from so much, I learned that, you know, I really wasn't ready like I thought I was. I made a lot of mistakes in the 6 years. And I wanted to say that, you know, you're going to make mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I connected with people because I wanted, you know, I wanted to be connected to them, and it would be fun to be connected to them. I did a lot of things for people that didn't appreciate anything, but you know what? God was still in control. And you know what? I'm just so thankful for the lessons that were learned. I'm so thankful for every hand that was involved in making Dr. Gina's Radio Chat what it is today. I'm so thankful for all of the celebrities and entertainers and, you know, authors and, you know, all of that that have joined the show, that have, you know, that allowed me to interview them. It's been very much a great journey. I'm thankful for every stage that I was, you know, able to come on and host, and, you know, people taking a chance on me at the beginning. I mean, really, it was just a fun, it has just been a phenomenal ride, and now those times in the 6 years have been amazing. But I wanted to say to you that no matter where you are, no matter if you're sleeping in a car, no matter if you don't have a place at all or a car, no matter if you're sleeping on the floor, no matter if you have friends or don't have friends, no matter if you have family or you don't have family, do what God tells you to do. Because I'm telling you, at the end of the day, His word will not return void. And no matter what lessons you learned along the way, God is still in control. I want you to know that, because I'm a living witness. And it's so much to the story, but I just don't want to take up a lot of the time of the show. But it was a lot of times I did not know. I had to stay in now faith. I had to believe God for each and every day. And people look at those pictures. I mean, I'm interviewing Angie Stone and them, and I'm sleeping on a mattress. You know, people don't even know. You know, and that was, let me see. My first interview was Angie Stone, and that was August, from August to January. So in that time frame, up until, that's how quickly I was able to get Angie to do the interview, and it was amazing, and it was just such a breakthrough. And that was from consistency. That was being consistent no matter what. I didn't have to look a certain way or have a certain thing or wait on a certain person. God told me to do it. I did my own website, didn't have a dime. I did my own website, took me a whole 30 days to do it. But Holy Ghost taught me how to do it. I didn't even know how to do that. I didn't have no money to pay nobody. God sent me a PR. She stayed with me in my place. I didn't have no furniture. She slept on a mattress in the room. I gave her my room, and, you know, just because she was working for me, I gave her the room. And, you know, she got my book in the Library of Congress, and, you know, got the book in the library. I mean, so many things happened, but I sacrificed, and I didn't want to be putting anything before what God had told me to do. I didn't have to be comfortable. I wanted to do what God wanted me to do, and I wanted to see what God had for me, and I wanted to pay the price. I wanted to count the cost. I didn't care. I was willing to do whatever it took. And eventually, you know, we did get furniture and things like that. But then you got to watch the relationships that you're with. People say that they're from God. They say that they love God. They quote scriptures and things like that. And then the next thing you know, they want to be, you know, they want more from you than what you're willing to give, you know. And so you got to watch the snakes. You got to watch the wolves, you know, in sheep clothing. You got to watch them, because, you know, because of the situation, me being a single mom and me starting this thing out and walking by faith and believing God to do things, you know, that He said He was going to do. And each and every day I had to fight to continue to believe Him. Like, is this really real? And, you know, am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to be able to keep a roof over me and Emmanuel's head? Am I going to be able to, you know, I mean, how long am I going to be able to have this car? And how long is this? And, you know, a lot of questions, but I had to stay in the now. And people knew that I needed help. Right? But see, the devil will come and present himself as the help, and they'll want something from you that you don't want to give. And so I experienced things like that. And so I had to just count the cost and say, you know what? I had to cut this relationship, because this is something that's not of God. And I feel like I'm getting trapped. You don't want to get into a contract. You don't want to get into a relationship that you're going to feel trapped in. So let me just say that even in the 6 years, I didn't enjoy all of the time that you see on my Instagram. It was like a love, rough journey. It was hard. I felt trapped, not in the business, but with my relationships behind the scenes. I felt in bondage. I felt like I couldn't really enjoy what God was doing because I allowed people to come in that shouldn't have been in. And so I say this to say, you know, being very transparent today as we go into talking to Darlene, I wanted to say this because a lot of you are dreaming and God has given you a dream and God has promised you some things. Please don't be like Abraham and Sarah. I was like Abraham and Sarah, and I got people involved, a couple that shouldn't have been involved. And it really cost me my peace. You know what I'm saying? My mind. I felt bound. Even in the midst of celebration and all that smiling and all of that joy and all of that stuff, I felt bound because I got into relationships, business relationships, relationships that was not of God. What I want to say to you is to wait for God to put the pieces together, remain consistent, you know, use what he's given you. You don't have to add anything before it's time. You don't have to have relationships with people before it's time or at all. So that's what I want to say. Trust God all the way. It's a lot of Abraham and Sarah's putting their hands in what God has promised, and they have to live with the situation. And I'm telling you, that was my situation. For the first 4 years of when it should have been joy, 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 happy, 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 it was a lot of bondage. And I was sad, and I was really, I was crying out, and nobody could hear me because they saw this glitz and glamour and fun, 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 but I was really not having fun. But I was so happy about what God was doing, and I knew that it was because I added things. Don't get too excited that you add stuff. Don't get too anxious and too excited that you add stuff. Add people. Do things that you don't have to do. You know, get in contracts with the wrong people, or, you know, make agreements with the wrong people, or, you know, any of that. But I celebrate today because when I look back at what God has done in the 6 years, and I'm like, gosh, I mean, I felt, honestly, it's like I was on the outside looking in. I mean, because I couldn't, because of what I added, the people I thought I needed, I brought them in. I wanted certain things, or I thought it was going to look right if this was this way. And I did a lot of things, but God was moving. I look back at all of them pictures and video. I'm like, wow, look at what God has done. Like, it's amazing. Like, look at what God has done. God is amazing. God will do what he said he would do. And all I can say is, looking back at all of that, Lord Jesus, my future looks very bright because I've learned so much. And now, you know, even with maturing and the things of God and maturing and growing and developing my character and my mindset, it has just been amazing. God has done some amazing things, and I am so ready. I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm ready for next year. I'm ready for next month. But I'm taking it one step at a time, one day at a time. And I celebrate my Lord and Savior. I celebrate God. I celebrate Holy Ghost. I celebrate what they've done. I celebrate it. And I just say glory to God, because if it was not for him, this wouldn't have never, all that you see on my Instagram, if you've been rocking with me for 6 years, none of this could have been done without him. And I just thank him for all the connections. Like I said, BBS Radio, Doug and Dawn. I thank my manager, Joe Meacham. He was my manager at the time, Joe Meacham. I thank Dr. Green, Charisma. I thank them all. I thank every person that God has connected me with throughout the years. And every artist, every recording artist, every business owner, promoter, playwright. Everybody, every promoter, every city, especially in the southern market, I love you so much. And I thank you for rocking with Dr. Gina's radio chat. I thank you for allowing me to grace your stages, every venue in Savannah, Alabama, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Fayetteville, North Carolina. I could go on and on and on. I say glory to God and thank you for allowing me. Oh my God, a broken hot mess. But God had his way, and I just thank God for it. I just thank God for you, every one of you listeners, even on Instagram, you guys that rock with me, that listen to me on air. I thank God for you all. Over 1 million listeners worldwide and over 300 and something plus countries. I'm just so grateful and so honored. 6 years ago. So I'm celebrating 6 years because I didn't think we, honestly, I don't even know how we got to 6 years. 6 years. It's just mind-blowing. It's just been so fast. It's just been so incredible, so amazing. And even God has coasted this thing when I wasn't even in my right state of mind, when I wasn't feeling good, when I was feeling bound, when I didn't know how I was going to keep going, and all of these things. Dr. Gina's radio chat has always been there. No matter what else is going on, Dr. Gina's radio chat has remained. So I'm just so thankful and so grateful. People see me, they don't know the cost. I lost a lot of relationships. I lost a lot, a lot. I've lost a lot. But God is so faithful. And I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you right now. I didn't get invited to a lot of the parties, but God made stages for me. Come on, somebody. I am thankful today because of what God has done. And I'm telling you right now, be consistent in uncertainty. But I'm going to tell you, you may be uncertain about how, what, and when, but you better have confidence in God because none of this could have been done if I didn't have faith and trust in God. It was rough. But I had to fight every day. I fought like, God, this is you. We're going to do this. You said it. We got this. And he just sent the people. It's when you add on folk, you know, before praying and asking God. But glory to God. I just thank God for Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I thank God for you. It has been a blessing to me, it has been a home for me. I am thankful, like I said, to everyone. I couldn't have did it without each and every one of you, and I'm just super blessed and so grateful. All right, this has been Ministerial Moment. I love you so much. We'll be right back after this commercial break, and I'm excited about it. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Rock-a-bye, baby. This is Vanessa Estelle Williams, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes, I'm so excited. We got Darlene Fleming with us, computer scientist, coding, and game designer, all of this stuff. I'm so glad that you can join us. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us how you got started.
Well, I was being getting my pink slip let go, laid off, a head count reduction. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to go through this again. So I started my own studio. It's not very exciting, but yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, this is the thing. So I wanted you to come on the show because, you know, we don't see a lot of girls, females of color in this industry. And so I know that a lot of us play the games, but we don't really think about, some of us don't think about making the games. And if those little girls or little boys of color have ever thought about designing a game, you know, I thought that this was such an opportunity for you to be able to share how you came about. Now, I know it's as simple as, you know, you were working for someone and then, you know, got laid off. But we need to know a little bit about the inside story. Okay. Give us a little bit of insight about you. You're a little girl. You're in high school. You know, when did you decide or know that you had an interest in science? First of all, you don't see that many colored black brown people in, you know, the science industry. So tell us about how that all started.
Well, it started when I was 4 or 5 years old. My dad would draw. He was an architect, and he would draw these plans by hand. And I would go and make additions, and he never scolded me, even though he was a hot-tempered man. He never scolded me. He'll spend the whole night redoing it. So early on, I had this knack for, you know, taking televisions apart, taking things apart.
Wow.
I always had a knack for science, but I went into accounting because, you know, you're either a nurse, a teacher, an accountant, where from the West Indies. But while I was in college, I met my first advisor in computer science, and that changed everything.
Wow.
You know, we talk about algorithms, and algorithms are like a recipe. When you make cookies, you know you want a certain kind of butter, not margarine, and these kind of things. And that's what an algorithm is, which is the core of everything computer science. And he got me there. So, you know, 2 degrees later, and now I'm a PhD student. I actually run my own studio with my children. So there's a little knack to what I do. I make video games with my children. They're 3 teenagers, no, two grown girls, 18 and 19, a teenage son, and 2 other little ones. And making games for the last 4+ years. together. It's not your normal, okay, when we went to PAX East, which is one of the largest game conventions, I was the only black female-led team on the whole floor.
And wow.
Well, 2.5 years later, I met someone who remembered playing my game at that convention, and it's quite a few people, actually. And it was actually humbling because they remembered us, you know? It was... So in a way, I'm doing what I'm doing because it's what I want to do. I could go back to a corporate setting and make the huge money, but, you know, you said something about nothing but faith. That's how I started this, because I never made a game before. I started my company, a commercial game, so I started it based on faith. I believe that my children and I can make a huge studio. Right now, we're small, but I believe we will. So
wow. So let me ask you a question. How was it for you being the only, how do you maneuver around that? Like, is it challenging to be the only black female in an environment that way? How do you maneuver with that?
Here's the thing. I've been doing it my whole life, okay? I've always been in a male-dominated field, in the military, in all the companies I worked for. I was always the only female or the only black female. Maybe there'll be another female, but I was always with the males and always dressed with the, you know, I cut my hair short and dressed more masculine. And then I have a really short story. I went to get new clothes, and the lady who helped me was a retired exec from IBM, and she said, I will not sell you any male-looking clothes. You're going to start wearing dresses. And I'm like, why? So that, I think that started my transition from corporate before the headcount reduction, because that was my last position. I wore dresses and sandals, and I didn't care what people
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like what you said about consistency, even with uncertainty. And that's what I am dealing with right now. I am not a AAA company, but I'm remastering a game we made. And I love what we're doing. I love one of my daughters is an artist, and she's developed over time. I love that we have a couple of musicians on the team who's evolved. My son, who said he won't do any coding, is now 3D graphics and things, you know, and he's doing this on his own. So for me, being who I am, I have opened the door for others without, well, I don't think I intended to, but I showed them a different way, you know. It's not all about being a doctor, a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can actually be who you want to be, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, I love yeah. it. I love it. I'm so intrigued by the whole thing. I mean, your mind is just, I mean, I'm sure as you were growing up, I know people were falling, you had men falling at their feet, loving your brain. It's just to me, it's just attractive. Just to know that, you know, you can think beyond and in such a way. I mean, because even like with my son, he loves numbers and he loves science and things like that. And I just love how his brain works. And you all have this calm about you, you know, where you kind of like, you can look at a situation and calculate it or kind of, you know, listen to the facts or whatever and go by. Then you have me that is like, you know, a creative or artsy, and I'm just like, yeah, all over the place. And, you know, I can feel everything. And it's just so amazing mm-hmm. to me. And I think that's what attracted me to your page and to you, because I just love And I'm fascinated how your brain operates and how you think, because I've never been in that. So I don't even know. It's like another world to me. So I want to ask you, when you, it is, it's like, I mean, because I look at my son and I'm like, wow, I mean, he's just so, you know, calm. And then, you know, the numbers and stuff and the, you know, facts and the, I mean, he can solve problems and stuff. And it's just really amazing to me. I don't even know where he got that from. I mean, I know he didn't get it from me. But I
could have been from ahead. You, you know, it could have been dormant in you, because
maybe.
I have my side and I have my analytical side. And sometimes they argue. Not to sound crazy, but...
It might be. You know? I mean, I need to tap into it, because I would love to experience it. I just think it's so fascinating. I mean, even with Don and Doug, I talked about my producers. They be talking to me. They'll talk to me, and I don't know what the heck they're talking about. It's like a foreign language. And he thinks that I know what he's saying, and I should understand it, but I really don't know what he's saying. I mean, I have a doctor's degree, but I didn't study science. I don't know technology. I don't know any of that. Like, I'm really, it's like a whole new world for me. And I just think it's so fascinating. That's why I boast about them too all the time, because I just think it's so amazing that they could be so tech savvy, my son. And then, you know, with you, meeting you now has been, you know, a female, black female, my, you know, my color, my culture. I mean, it's just really amazing. I want to ask you about the game. Can you tell everybody what the name of the game is, and how did you come about with the characters, and, you know, was this challenging?
Well, when I was working at corporate a couple years back, I was homeschooling my children for own personal reasons.
I homeschooled my son at first, too.
Okay. I always feel like I need to defend why prior
no.
to COVID.
If I could have did it all the way through, I would have kept doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I did. I have a 19-year-old who's, I thought she was going to become a vet, but she decided she wants to be an artist, and she's my right hand with everything I do. So
wow.
I'm not complaining, but I'm still putting it into that college fund so that, you know, when she decides, it's there. Anyways, I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
This is so funny.
Okay. So with my children, I make sure I'm a facilitator, okay? I homeschooled. And one of the things I did, I had a two-hour commute most days. And when I got home, my artist daughter would give me a paper with three comics on it. And do you know the story about Stephen King's mother, how if he can get a positive reaction out of her, he knew he was doing good? That kind of, something like that. So for me, it was, if I could forget my commute, she wouldn't get homework the next day. So, but I actually rigged the game against her in that she'd end up doing more the days later, which she figured out later, but that's not the point. The point was she would make me laugh sometimes. And one of the comics was Stinky Snake, and it's about siblings, a snake and a skunk, but it's actually a snake that's dressed as a skunk. And I think we're trying to touch on families made up of different people. Some of them will show their face, some won't, you know. the good guy is not always the guy who looks like they're good on the surface, similar to what you were talking about, you know, the people coming to you, they're not always, you think they're good, they're not. So this is part of what this game is about on the surface. You know, it's a snake and a skunk, and they're rivals, and yeah. So that's our game, Stinky Snake. It came from a webcomic that my daughter did when she was 8 years old. And I own a lot of intellectual property with it. And my children are like, Mommy, please stop. We don't want to hear nothing else about Stinky Snake. But for me, it sticks to my heart because on the surface, when people see me, they see a black woman. They don't see someone who will game through the night if Blizzard puts out a new Diablo. If the new Diablo is out, I'll game 8 hours straight to finish the first run through. They don't see that. They don't see the woman who loves her children. They see welfare mother, you know. I'm at the checkout with an Apple Watch on, you know, just getting out of work, you know. Do you have a welfare thing? Whatever. And this is what people see when they see me. So when I created Snake, it was to show that Snake, yes, you see a snake, but what you don't see is a family person, someone who loves his family, and he will do anything for his family. So, yeah.
I love it. Well, listen, you guys need to go and check it out. Go and tell everybody where they can follow you.
Okay, I'm on Instagram at Darlene Codes. All over any social media platform, it'll always be Darlene Codes. And I always have stuff about my company there. So, or search Stinky Snake on iOS or PC. And, you know, we have a version out, but the new version coming out, I tell myself 9/15, but I'm over in Nigeria until the 14th, and I'm thinking I need more time.
Well, Darlene Fleming, it has been a pleasure with you. I love talking to you. I'm intrigued by you. I'm intrigued by what God is doing in your life with this whole talent that he has given you, this gift, girl. It is so amazing. And God bless your family, your children that are involved with this with you. I think it's a beautiful thing. It's just so awesome. My son has been rocking with me, walking by faith for all his life. That's all he knows. So all he knows is us walking by faith, and God has been showing himself so mightily, and I know that he will do the same for you guys, continuously elevating and maturing and grooming and providing for everything that you need. So follow Darlene Fleming, love her on Instagram, and you got to come back and let us know what's going on in a few months, okay?
I will. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. God bless, sister. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got DJ Dave Spivey. We got Gospel House Mix coming right after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them.
Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
This is Freddie Jackson, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, because she is my lady.
Joining us next week as well, so tune in and tell a friend, everybody. Listen, what an amazing show. I love Darlene Fleming. I hope you got something and some inspiration, some understanding, some clarity, maybe just some fire, you know, from my testimony earlier today. I just felt led to share that with you, just to, you know, go in a little deeper, because people see things and they don't realize the cost that has been paid, you know, the sacrifices that's been made. And, you know, I be consistent. Consistency in uncertainty, but know and have confidence that God is still on the throne and he's got your back. Like I said, I learned a lot of lessons, and what a way to start. You know what I'm saying? What a great start to what God has planned, you know, for my future, for me and my son. So you know what? If that's the level that I had to grow and learn in and, you know, get my emotions together and my mind right, man, the future ahead, I am ready.
What a test, right? You can't complain about that. Some of you may have gone through some tests and trials in the midst of what God is doing for you. Don't quit. Whatever you do, don't give up, because that is just the beginning of something great. It might seem like this is the best that you can have, and man, that's over, and I didn't do it right, but guess what? There's so much more ahead. So I want to encourage you to keep going, keep thriving. I love talking to Doug and Don, my producers of BBS Radio. They invest so much. They sacrifice so much, and that's why God connected me with this type of beings, because they are sacrificers. They know that it's going to cost them something to be great. And to be great, it's going to cost you from being like everybody else. You just can't be like everyone else. And sometimes, and most times, you're not going to be comfortable, you know. And so there's a lot of sacrifices to this thing, you know, to have a big vision. You got to have big, be willing to be able to sacrifice and be uncomfortable. But most importantly, keep your faith in God, because he is in control. And if he said it, it's going to happen. He's going to connect you with the right people. Don't add and don't take away. That's my advice to you. Don't add and don't take away. All right. Well, God bless you. I love you so much. What a crazy show today. Me trying to get my son out to school. I got the fan going on. I don't know. But anyway, it's one of those shows, but I hope you got something out of it. God bless you all. I love you. Guess what you got to do? Live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.